powered by 4Leaders, a guide to establishing data-driven culture for industrial leaders. Harnessing technology to make data-driven decisions and getting valuable insights has become pivotal. Owing to this trend, around 64% of SMEs and leading enterprises are expected to invest in data visualization by 2024. While organizations are generating data exponentially, the demand for reliable business intelligence BI solutions is only anticipated to increase. The digital solution PowerBI has evolved as a leading tool that combines analytics and visualization into a single space. Enterprises might organize a wide gamut of analytics projects using PowerBI and securely produce insights from different sources. Though the benefits of PowerBI implementation are obvious, many still lack enough knowledge to accomplish it. That's why adhering to a step-by-step implementation guide is important for handling all the pain points. PowerBI implementation success in 5 steps. The PowerBI adoption plan requires strategic preparation, execution, and oversight from tech leaders. Understanding implementation procedures and pursuing the best practices might help enterprises set up a data-driven culture and navigate complexities. Step 1. Determining installation license. The implementation starts with acquiring the required PowerBI licenses and forming the infrastructure. Tech leaders should obtain suitable licenses based on organizational requirements and deploy PowerBI in their cloud or on-premises. To find the right license, it is recommended to execute the following tasks. Evaluation. Leaders must assess the active licenses within their organization, specifically the subscriptions related to Microsoft 365. This helps in understanding whether PowerBI licenses are already procured or not. If already available, check the license version and understand the functionalities and limitations available in the active license category. Procurement. When the enterprise does not have the essential PowerBI licenses, consider obtaining the licenses. This way, experts can identify the licensing categories that ideally suit their organization's project needs and budget. Governance. After the acquisition of the license, tech leaders should allocate the workspace to the authorized users. This ensures that the workforce can access the PowerBI workspace, establish data integrations, and configure security settings. Furthermore, IT managers should define governance guidelines and policies for data accessibility within the PowerBI ecosystem. Remember that a solid license setup ensures a seamless transition to the following phases of implementation. Step 2. Describing business requirements and use cases to get the most out of PowerBI. CDOs need to categorize the business requirements. Otherwise, there is a huge chance of being unsuccessful since only 48% of PowerBI users are driving innovation. Hence, experts should define the sources of information that will be interconnected with PowerBI. This helps in analyzing relationships between various systems and foreseeing connections. In this phase, self-service BI turns out to be an ideal choice, allowing the workforce to produce their own visualizations. Moreover, build report mockups to perform visualization requests, filters, and data cuts, laying the base for future projects. This approach demonstrates the model of self-service managed BI, highlighting the balance between IT governance and workforce empowerment. In short, this scheme allows enterprises to unlock the complete potential of their data sets. Step 3. Data models development. With a clear know-how of business needs and objectives, experts can start building the data models. As a part of this process, experts should create a data structure that suits their requirements and incorporate metrics. High attention to detail in this stage ensures precise and trustworthy data analysis. Besides, it's important to have skills.